Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast here on willag.org. We're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
As I looked at some of the maps that I see, and I don't do a very good job of interpreting them, however, I do see things that are put there like ridge. Tell me what that is and what you suspect.
Well, Todd, any way you look at it from a model standpoint, the model maps are pretty impressive with ridging of high pressure across the central U.S., not this week per se, but into next week. And that's true really across the vast majority of models, model space out there, and the various computer models that we look at to help in making our forecast. The bottom line is that the ridge of high pressure is actually going to be moving into the central U.S. via the Atlantic Ocean. In other words, the ridge is going to be retrogressing or moving from east to west into the middle of the country next week. And as a result, it will take with it hotter temperatures and also a lack of precipitation or suppressing rainfall. But again, this is in week two. This week, we will see, after actually a couple of days here of above normal temperatures, a cool down, and that will be accompanied by rain. So widespread rainfall this week across much of the Midwest. It's then in next week where we get into the hotter, drier conditions.
How warm?
Well, from an absolute standpoint, it looks like overall temperatures will be climbing into the mid-90s across particularly the southwestern third or half of the Midwest, with then some peak heat temperatures climbing up to 100 degrees in portions of Nebraska, western and southern Iowa. Really, the hottest temperatures will be confined to the southwestern part of the Midwest, and this is what we're really honing in on going forward, is what's that absolute magnitude of temperatures, not only from a maximum standpoint, but on a minimum side of things. And if anything, minimum temperatures will be even more impressive. Minimum temperatures in the upper 70s, even low 80s expected much of next week in that southwestern part of the belt.
Now, how abnormal would these hot temperatures be for this week of the year?
Well, as we go through the next couple of weeks, actually normals will be reaching their peak. And so that's the climatology here as we go throughout the season. Overall, it looks like temperature departures during the time frame next week will generally be in that kind of 6 to 11 degrees above normal, with the most anomalous conditions here in the southwest. Now, you might say, oh, okay, without double-digit anomalies, that's not very impressive. But again, this is happening at what's climatologically the hottest time frame of the year, when normals reach their peak. So even departures of 6, 7, 8 degrees above normal is still, you know, relatively impressive.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me. We'll talk with you in 1 week and see where the ridge moved.
Sounds great, Todd.
Okay, thanks so much. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Brisk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on a Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online at willag.org.